The nonprofit argues in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., that funding cuts are a violation of longstanding treaties between tribes and the U.S. government. Attorney Jacqueline DeLeon is leading the legal effort. She says cuts, including layoffs of about a quarter of the staff, were made without input from tribes.
The federal government has to consult with tribes before they make changes to education, including to staffing, and they have a responsibility to fulfill those education requirements separate and apart from policy decisions or politics.
The suit names two indigenous colleges, one in Kansas and the Southwestern Indian Polytechnic Institute in New Mexico. De Leon says a ruling could affect schools across the American Indian Higher Education Consortium of 37 tribal institutions across the country, including those in Mountain West states. The Secretary of the Department of the Interior is named as the defendant in the suit and has not yet filed a response, according to court filings. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.